461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Our lines are generally open right after our monologue, and you're invited to call. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We'll be talking about an issue that's on the forefront of our minds, the coming storm. Oh, the storm is coming. Now listen, we're going to be talking about, just briefly by way of introduction, the weather front, the storm that's coming in. But ladies and gentlemen, there's much greater storm that faces America. That much greater storm is far more devastating for the future of our nation. Most storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, et cetera, come in a brief period of time, leaves behind a great deal of damage, but it can be repaired, put back in place, restored. But I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, the storm that's really troublesome, bothersome, future devastation that's on the horizon is far greater. Because in the next 40 days, ladies and gentlemen, our vote will determine the destiny of America. After November the 5th, either we will have a continuation of the Constitutional Republic with a representative form of government, or we will be plunged into a third world chaos and confusion with a dictator, Comrade Kamala Harris, at the helm. Now, I don't know which one you'd prefer. I pray that you'd hear and hear well the dangers that's looming before us, and the storm that's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. When Jesus was talking to his disciples, according to the scripture in John 8:31-32, Jesus made a statement. He said, if you continue in my word, that means constantly stay in, dwell, always studying the word, then you're my disciples indeed. The word indeed means truly, surely. So the point being, ladies and gentlemen, the evidence of a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the study of the word. And Jesus says, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. The result of studying the Word, knowing Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, and staying in the Word, we know the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, the truth is the only thing that can set us free. And in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. The Scripture says, thy Word is truth. Then in Psalms 117:2, the Scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Now, I won't get into a deep theological discussion, but how long is forever? I've had that question asked, just as in hermeneutics class, sometimes a student would say, well, we're talking about all. How much is all? It's all. How long is forever? It's forever. That means without end. So, ladies and gentlemen, we can depend on the truth of the Word of God that does not end. Though when it comes to truth, we have those that will deny truth, reject truth, not want to believe truth. We have some folks today across America that doesn't believe the truth about Donald Trump. Do not believe the truth that Trump asked the mayor of D.C. and Nancy Pelosi to allow 10,000 National Guardsmen to come in to protect the Capitol on January the 6th. The documentation, the evidence that's been hidden until the recent days when it was rediscovered and the truth was made known. Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that is factually true today. We find those that will take a stand for truth will honor truth, promulgate, push, and defend truth. They're rejected. And ladies and gentlemen, it can be in the realm of theological doctrinal truths, religious, spiritual, ecclesiastical truth, or it could be in the realm of political, economic. It doesn't make any difference. There'll be those that will want to bifurcate truth, take a half-truth, and make a whole lie out of it. Truth matters, regardless of where you are and what part of the nation you live in or the world. Truth matters. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a statement that I find very, very beneficial and it should be understood. Headline says, Jim DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Truth is the core principle, and this is in part what he said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that is true today. We have the scripture. It is the truth book. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place in all of Washington. We see that taking place today with Comrade Kamala Harris that wanted to be the communist leader of our nation. We find, ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist media that's willing to tell a lie or prevaricate, however you want to put it, in order to see Kamala Harris elected. Keeping the truth hidden, refusing to relate the truth to the general public. And ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't surprise me when I read a latest survey that's entitled, Most Younger Americans Say There's No Absolute Truth. It starts out in this fashion. Webster's Dictionary says truth is the body of real things, real events, facts, actuality, the state of being the case in fact. But new polls show that the majority of younger Americans simply do not believe that. They believe that each person defines their own truth. This article goes further and says 55% of Americans, 18 to 35-year-old age group, each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. You can bifurcate truth and take a half-truth and find it's a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian, church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day as our introductory remarks on this broadcast. We need to seek it. Listen to it, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, defend it. And talking about truth, that ought to be our mantra. That ought to be the mindset, the modus operandi of every Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for a Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for a Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark. There's an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole will be the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the storm is coming. We're talking about literally, theoretically, and philosophically, and actually, the storm is coming. A very large portion of America today is now focused on, concerned about getting in out of the storm, being prepared for the storm. Ladies and gentlemen, the storm is headed for our shores. It's a monstrous looking storm when you see it from outer space or from the sky, as they usually show on our weather networks. It's scary looking. I don't know if you ever thought about what you're looking at. It's the finger of God spinning the weather elements, directing it as he chooses, at the power he chooses. I'm amazed that our politicians always want to try to change something. They're talking about the climate change and the different weather patterns and how they want to change that, and how the government thinks somehow, some way, they can intercede and change the weather patterns. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a joke. If we're not so sad, it would be laughable that the federal government or any branch of government thinks that somehow, some way, we can extract enough dollars from the general public to change the weather. It's God's hand. It's the finger of God that we see marching across the oceans and the jet streams across the nations around the globe. It's God's hand that's in control. But ladies and gentlemen, we're told this one that's coming on shore someplace in the Big Bend area, in the western portion of Florida and the southern portion of our lower states, they said it's going to be a Cat 3 when it comes in. When it comes ashore in that Big Bend area, according to weather experts, we can expect high winds, 8 to 10 inches of storm surge, and a potential of very serious power outages. Down trees, major flooding. Sounds grave, doesn't it? Sounds dangerous, doesn't it? It is. Sounds deadly. Sounds like it could cause a lot of difficulties and damages, and it can. So how should we as the citizens be affected? How should we that will face the storm? How should we respond? What should we do? Naturally, I think we need to plan. I think we need to prepare. I think we need to pray and ask God's protection for us as a nation, as a people, in the midst of the storm. We know it's coming, so we need to prepare. That's the point that I want to make with this brief portion of the monologue today. If we know the storm is coming, headed our way, we need to prepare. We need to pray and ask for God's divine intervention. So also, ladies and gentlemen, America is in the very eye of a more grave, greater storm facing us. That is the election. Listen very carefully. In just a few days, we will make a decision on the destiny of America. I don't know how I can make it any more serious, any more grave in sound. It's not from a negative perspective, but it's for us to recognize we see a storm coming. We recognize the weather conditions. We are told by the weather experts of what is taking place. We need to prepare for that, and the planning, the preparation, and the prayer makes all the difference as the end result of a storm. So may I say also, that is true for the political, economic, military, moral, ethical, constitutional storm that's on the horizon today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Do you see the storm coming? What in your view, what in your understanding will be the major factors in the election storm that we're faced with? The election is just a few days, probably what, 39 to 40 days. What do you see as the major storm? What do you see as the major fallout? What do you see as the major damage? What do you see as the way that we can plan and prepare for the storm that is before us in the next few days? Ladies and gentlemen, our vote on November the 5th will absolutely, definitively determine the destiny of America. Either we'll return to a constitutional republic with a, or we'll go to a communist Harris election dictatorship over America. We'll devolve into a third world socialist Marxist dictatorship. Now you might say, well, that doesn't sound fair. It doesn't sound right. Listen, it was Elon Musk that's already made a declaratory statement, which is on target, said that Kamala Harris is an out-and-out full communist. He has gone back, and as well as multitudes, and I've gone back in the archives and studied many of the things she said in the past. For example, in 2018, there's a video out there where she was marching as the Grand Marshal in a parade when she was state attorney in California. She was the Grand Marshal, and she was leading that parade. And she was talking about down with the borders and up with the people, down with the borders. Ladies and gentlemen, she's always been against anything controlling the borders. She's always been an open border individual that has the mindset that America doesn't need borders. Now listen, when Barack Hussein Obama was president, and I believe he was an illegitimate president. I don't believe that he had a legitimate American birth certificate. I believe that he was put in there by the globalist. And just as he was an illegitimate president, I believe that Kamala Harris, if she's elected, will be illegitimate in several fashions, in that she is simply a communist carrying out the directions of Barack Hussein Obama, as Obama had said when he was president, that America ought not to be any a superpower. It ought not to be any more greater than any other nation. And he made the statement he was going to fundamentally change America. We're witnessing the fundamental change of America today. Joe Biden and now Kamala Harris simply carrying out the globalist elitist plan to destroy America. Ladies and gentlemen, our vote will be for the preservation of life in America. Be for the destruction. Our vote will make a determination on the continual destruction of the human being in the womb of the mother, or a cessation of that. You say, well, how is that possible? Kamala Harris's Kamala Harris's focus on her election is for what she calls the right of women to control their bodies. What she's saying with that buzz term is there needs to be a right of murder by way of abortion without any repercussions. Kamala Harris is for murder in the womb and right up until the delivery of the baby. Our choice, ladies and gentlemen, at the election polls will determine if we'll continue to have a Second Amendment right. Kamala Harris has already stated that she is for the confiscation of all weapons. Now she says that she's not. Just as she said she was against fracking, now she says she's not. Just as she says she didn't think that there was anything wrong with the border, now she's saying she's for a border wall. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, do you recall back in the days in the classroom, in elementary school, or even in some grades higher than that, some of you might recall kind of glancing over at your A-plus student, that A-plus student's taking the exam, you're taking the exam, and it is a proneness for multitudes simply to glance over and see what that A student is putting on the paper to be able to replicate that to hopefully pass. That's what we see taking place with Kamala Harris. She's wanting to be elected as president. She's willing to replicate, duplicate, imitate, and copy anything that President Donald J. Trump is saying that he's going to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we want to understand, if we recognize that just as we see a weather storm coming on shore, and we're boarding up, we're planning, we're preparing, we're praying for safety and security and for God's intervention in the direction of that storm. We're witnessing a far greater, more devastating storm, and that is the political storm that's on the horizon. We're going to talk about that for the balance of this broadcast today, and then the wrap-up of the broadcast, we're going to talk about a biblical example of how to handle the storm that is before us. We need to understand that God's Word is the first, foremost, and final authority on what we do, what we say, where we go, and how we should respond. But ladies and gentlemen, on November the 5th, there will be a ballot cast, and I'm hopeful just by American citizens. But let's face it, out of about 20 million illegal invaders that's come in, I'm told by research, through research, that approximately 2 million have already registered to vote in the blue cities and the blue states across America. If only 10% of those go to the polls and vote, ladies and gentlemen, that will throw the election and destroy the presidency of, of Donald J. Trump to make America great again, as his mantra has been for some time. I pray today that you will understand that we as the people, as citizens, will understand the grave danger of the hurricane force storm that is before us, and we the people have the power to control that with our vote. I understand God's hand is still in it. I'm not saying that we supersede and take precedence over what God will do. But we need to recognize that just as this storm that's approaching on the Gulf Coast coming into the state of Florida, the bottom of the United States of America, and can be devastating in its wind and its rain and the harm that it can cause. There is a storm coming on the horizon, and on November the 5th, it will come on shore, if you will, of our nation. How will we respond? What should we do? Should we just simply lackadaisically say, I know the storm's coming, but I'm not going to do anything? You wouldn't do that with the hurricane force winds that's coming on board the United States of America today. You want to board up, you need to plan, prepare, and pray and ask God to protect. Ladies and gentlemen, a vote for Comrade Harris is a vote to destroy America's morals, ethics, values, and freedoms. Listen, Kamala Harris's major interest is murder by way of abortion. Kamala Harris's major interest is in the transgender surgeries. Even now, wanting to have transgender surgeries for those that are locked up in prison that might decide they want to be a woman or want to be a man. Ladies and gentlemen, if she goes into office, it will destroy anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. It will be the force that will ultimately close churches, silence Christians, persecute and prosecute Christians. I can't emphasize it too much as to what we're doing with the storm that's coming. But we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Hello?
Good morning. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Youngblood. If people don't realize he's a liar, I remember a reporter, that's why she don't talk to the press. A reporter asked her one time, has she ever been to the border? And she said, no. I mean, yes. He said, no, you're lying. And now she go to the border. And she's talking about building a border wall. She is lying.
Well, Kenneth, one of the things.
Our money.
Yes, and Kenneth, one of the things that I want to pick your brain on, we see that, you see that, I see that. What causes so many thousands across America to believe that what she says is real and that she will do it? What is the factor there? What causes that? Is it an ethnicity problem? Is it a moral issue? Is it a economic problem? Is it simply a smarts problem, if you will? What causes people to believe what she's saying? In your
opinion, it's demonic.
Absolutely,
it's definitely demonic.
It's a demonic. Like, it's a demonic delusion. You're right. Go ahead.
Yes. Because in Revelation, I really don't see America in it. But hopefully, God will give us a reprieve for a minute, because, like you said about the abortion issue. And I see commercials about the doctor's going to get arrested and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, they lying. You know, And then
well, all of that's a lie. In fact, you're talking about the ads promulgating and pushing Amendment 4, which is the abortion amendment for the state of Florida. They're promulgating that and pushing that with absolute fictitious, phony, false statements, and yet multitudes of people believe that. And there are ads on television. They're saying that women will die if we don't have a more open abortions in the state of Florida, that women will be put in jail if they have an abortion, and that is simply not true. 99.9999% of what they're saying about the promulgation and pushing of Amendment 4, which is the murder by way of abortion amendment that they're wanting to push for the state of Florida, most of that are simply out-and-out deceptions. They are lies. The fact is that what they're doing, and the Planned Parenthood spent millions and millions, I believe something like $83 million going into it already just to get it on the ballot and to push it, and they're pushing that because with Planned Parenthood, they're also pushing the courses in human sexuality, as it's called, and it's pornography in the classrooms, produces more sexual relationship, produces more unwanted pregnancies, thus produces more abortions, and they're selling aborted baby parts and making hundreds of billions of dollars off of it. And that's the moral plummet that we'll find if Kamala Harris goes in office. That will become nation. She's already said she wants to destroy the filibuster in the Senate. That means where it now takes 61 votes in order to block something or to overcome that, she wants to go back to the 51. If we have 51 as being the margin in the Senate, what we've done is duplicate. We have an upper chamber and a lower chamber, both being representatives, if you please, and not representatives in the Senate. She's wanting to destroy our three-pronged governmental system that God's given us in our constitutional republic. But, Kenneth, we need to pray.
Let me ask another question.
Go ahead.
Okay. The after birth pill, you have more women that's sick on that. That's really crucial. Number one, you're killing a human being in your body, and you're taking these after-birth pills. They don't say anything about that. They don't even open their mouth about that.
And you're exactly right. And the whole thing is, Kenneth, with Kamala Harris, if Kamala Harris winds up in any stretch of the imagination being at the helm of our government in the Oval Office in D.C., we're in for a total demonic destruction of our nation. And I don't say it as a hopeless person, but I say that if she's elected, we can kiss America as we know it today goodbye forever. There'll be no restoration. There'll be no return. It'll always be a constitution. No longer be a constitutional republic. Go ahead.
Okay, Dr. No, I have to get off the phone right now. I have a very important phone call.
Thank you so much. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says persecution against U.S. Christians on the rise in America. Christians across our nation are experiencing increasing hardships, targeting persecution because of the stand that they take on biblical principles. And it goes on to give example after example after example. Ladies and gentlemen, it's bad now. It's been horrifying in the past 4 years with Joe Biden as president because he's not done anything to protect Christians, Christian values, morals, ethics, and anything that would be called Christianity in our nation. And if Kamala Harris goes into office, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me very carefully, it will be worse than any hurricane force wind. It'll be worse than any storm that could ever come across the waters and hit the shores of the United States of America. It will destroy our nation. So we're talking about today what I'm simply calling the storm is coming. And I'm not just talking about the hurricane storm that's coming and will go into the Big Bend area in the state of Florida and then go up through Georgia, etc. I'm not talking about that. That is the introductory remarks because we know in that storm we need to prepare, we need to plan, and we need to pray. The same is true for the storm that's on the horizon, the storm that's rapidly approaching. It's at hurricane force winds today that's going to be on November the 5th when we make a decision on what kind of America we really want. persecution against Christians is bad today. But, ladies and gentlemen, persecution and prosecution against Christians, morals, ethics, values, churches, Christian ministries will escalate to the point that there'll be no hope for anything called evangelism or religious liberties, the freedom of speech, if Kamala Harris goes into office. I can't emphasize it enough. It is very dangerous. It's a storm that's looming. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY,